Good morning, Miriam. You got my message then.
Good morning, Peter. Yes, Joan passed it on to me. She said that you wanted to discuss the company's customer service program in the light of new information. So, have you been conducting customer satisfaction surveys on the quiet?
No, nothing as subversive as that. Now, it's rather that I've been reading an article in Marketing Today that makes me wonder if our whole approach to company promotion is sufficiently customer-oriented. That's what I wanted to discuss with you.
This sounds interesting. What exactly did the article say?
Well, several things, but for the purpose of our discussion, a few points are especially notable. According to the US Office of Consumer Affairs, it costs 5 to 6 times more to attract new customers than it does to keep old ones. Re-establishing links with a customer, even one of several years ago, is said to be cheaper than simply trying through normal advertising to attract a first-time buyer.
What do you have in mind when you say re-establishing links?
I'll come to that in a minute. But first of all, let me tell you what else they've discovered. A dissatisfied customer will tell, on average, 10 other people about it. On the other hand, only 1 in 26 dissatisfied customers will complain directly to the business responsible. This means that even a small number of complaints may indicate a large amount of negative word of mouth about a business. Can you imagine? All one's advertising efforts and expense may be offset by dissatisfied customers, yet one may remain oblivious to the fact due to lack of feedback.
They're very surprising figures, all right. Of course, not everybody who hears a bad report about a company is a potential customer in any real sense. What else did the article say?